You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Moving season is approaching in Montreal, and the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal, is backed up with cases. Reports show an increase in 40% of cases filed at the TAL year over year. This has created a strain on resources, leading to delays for hearings of up to 3 months. SLAM is Montreal's autonomous tenants union. SLAM says that with the housing tribunal strained, tenants will have to learn more about fighting for themselves. CJLO sat down with SLAM spokesperson Louis Antoine to talk about the risks associated with the upcoming moving season.
Because TAL is backed up, we try to build as much power against specific landlord where we are organizers. And then again, we are engaged with our sister organization, the Anti-Eviction Brigade, fighting eviction, fighting that kind of stuff. And several tenants are also fighting for repairs at the moment.
SLAM says that tenants moving out of a unit should share their lease with the tenants coming in, to avoid illegal clauses and lease alterations.
Make sure the people who move after you get a copy of your lease, of your old lease. That's the best way. Like, leave it out, or if you see the other tenant coming out the door, or maybe go knock on the door like 5 or 6 days after you moved out, give them an old copy of your lease to see if the rent hike was too high.
SLAM also recommends sharing information and grievances with other tenants in people's buildings.
Go knock on doors, go talk to people, try to see if they have similar complaints, similar grievances than you. Then bring them all together in a room and talk about those problems, see what you want to collectively address. Then enter in communication with your landlord, and if that doesn't work, start to do pressure. But like, you know, the first step of organizing is always talk with people.
SLAM is preparing itself for an increase in lease violations and unmoderated issues this moving season.
We have dozens of buildings right now trying to resist, like refusing their hikes, organizing together, trying to build a balance of powers. Some of them have already won some reduction in hike by the organizing. But yeah, no, we get busy because, you know, we're a union of proletarian tenants. So we are people who have limited amount of capital, limited amount of money. So we're trying to defend our interests and prevent that money to get in the pocket of a landlord. So yeah.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Kip Casper, Clone Radio, LA's infinite repeat. How we feeling out there? How's your drive time commute? I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Give me soul and show me the dawn. right.
Electric Messiah.
Where's your radio? You got yours on over there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM.
That was Salem Trials.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was good. That's Purest Evil from Salem Trials from the EP Rot. When did that come out?
September 27, 2024.
Yeah.
Ottawa.
We got information here. Look at us. to start the show, we had You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar,
But I Feel Like a Millionaire.
That's right. That's from Songs for the Deaf.
It's an old one, 2002.
Yeah, that's a good one. I saw them recently at Place Belle.
I gotta say, their mixes live, it's sometimes better than the studio versions. That's one of the few bands you see them live, and I don't know how they do it, but the mix is stellar.
That was a great show. Yeah. I know nothing about sound and mixing, but and my ears are shot. But I'll tell you this. I was standing in the crowd right in front of the stage, and Josh Homme started talking to me in front of 10,000 people, and he started commenting on my beard and how much he liked my beard. This is true. This is real.
What'd you say to get his intention?
I was just standing there, you know, and... that's it. And he said, can I serenade you? you know, and I'm just moving my hand like, let's, you know, go ahead. And then he did. And he just went on about my beard. No joke for about 2 minutes. And anybody who's at that show, knows that he talked to some guy, and I was the guy. And
sexy beard man.
Yeah, sexy beard
stupid,
man.
Stupid sexy Flanders. Yeah,
and then he said, let me play a song for you, and he played Make It With You, which was hilarious, yeah. So that's my story about that. Whoops. After the Queens of the Stone Age song, we had Demonic Death Judge with their song 90s Violence from, what was the album called?
The Absolutely Launched.
Absolutely Launched, yeah.
April 30, 2025.
Yeah, that's a new one. All right.
They're from Finland.
Yeah. You ever been to Finland?
I have not.
No. I've never been anywhere. I just tore off a piece of paper from, I think it was an important thing in the studio. No, I've never been anywhere. I went to Boston once.
I have never been to Boston.
No?
No.
No. I went to Prince Edward Island before. I've been to most of Canada, actually.
They do have that red sand in PEI.
Yeah, you ever been to, I can't remember. Basin Head? Do you know this beach there?
I was too young to remember.
They call the sand on the beach singing sand, and it's true. It makes this specific noise when you walk on it. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't sing, but, you know. Cool place. Great childhood memories from that place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do we got? We're going to have to pay some bills.
Song number four.
No. We got to play a promo. Let's do that first. Here we go.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang. Let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Bum.
We'll tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it!
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Ah! Run! Oh, God! Run!
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
And we're back.
Song number four.
Song number four. Where are we here?
One Day Never.
Yeah, that's right.
This song is called I Think, Therefore I Divide.
From?
That's Equation of Chaos. It is a recent one, May 14. So that's 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go, Danny. I think, therefore I died. Electric Messiah.
Divide.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I think, therefore I divide.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. All right.
Hello? There we are.
All right. So, leave it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get Nick on here. Nick? Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Nick. Okay, let's turn this off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just played... What did we just play? We just played Cryptopsy, Malicious Needs. What's the name of that album?
Insatiable Violence.
And that comes out...
June 20, 2025.
Right, that's the second single off that album. And before that, we played, I think, Therefore I Divide from the Equation of Chaos EP from One Day Never. And they're from Laveltrie, Quebec. Well, them. It's just Danny. I think it's just Danny.
Is it?
I don't know. I haven't met Danny, but he keeps messaging me. And
hey, Danny. How's it going?
Hey, Danny. I'm more than happy to play that song.
That was a good song.
Yeah. All right. So let's pause this for a second and go back. All right. Nick, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So to everyone listening, on the phone right now, we have Nick from, he's from Hamilton. He's from the band Consuming Misery. Nick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My co-host tonight is Jay.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, brother.
Yeah. Jay.
You as well.
Jay plays in a band in Montreal called Dumbass.
Lead guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of lead guitar, how's your lead guitarist, Nick? I remember you messed up his finger at the show here.
Yes, he's doing much better now. He's been continuing to play shows. Had no issues.
That's great. I heard him on this song we're going to play, and he sounds great on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? What are you up to tonight, Nick? You're going to a show tonight?
Oh, I actually jammed with Consuming Misery today and my other band, Cemetery Stench.
Too loud? Here, let's do this. Oh, yeah. So you have another band called Cemetery Stench?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We just started up.
Okay. Tell me about the new EP. It's not an EP, it's just two singles, right?
Split.
It's okay. Talk about it.
Sure. So, yeah, it was supposed to be a 4-band split, but it ended up being a 3-band split with our buddies Anthropic and Morgue Terror. They're both from Buffalo.
Yeah, Morgue Terror.
Cool guys over there.
Yeah, I've heard Morgue Terror before. What's the other one? Anthropic.
Anthropic. They're like a grindcore band.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the scene like in Hamilton?
Hamilton is pretty lively right now. A lot of hardcore, but there's a few real good death metal bands here. There's a lot of thrash as well.
Yeah, well, and the venues in Hamilton, are the stages decent sizes?
So we've got a few pretty good venues popping up. Last couple years, we've had a couple, a bar reopened. It used to be called the Gladstone Tavern. Now it's called the Vertigogo. That's probably the place I've played the most. Very nice owner. Don't charge anyone to play. The bands all get to keep a fair cut.
That's so important nowadays.
Good sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a place on a Tuesday called Absinthe. I haven't played there yet. I think that was also a venue in the 90s, and then they closed down.
Is that also in Hamilton?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of bands they're from there, but they don't play there. I'm glad to hear that there's some venues popping up.
The scene here was definitely like dead for a little bit, but I think now it's come back with a vengeance, and it's here to stay. And as long as we keep at it, all the other death metal bands keep at it, it'll keep getting better.
Yeah. Support the scene.
Yeah, support the scene. That's right.
Exactly.
Jay,
been a lot more last couple of years. Seen a lot more support, especially from a good younger crowd coming out now. It's nice to see.
Jay, do you know any bands from Hamilton?
Oh, that's why I was asking the probing questions there. I was wondering what the venues were like. Yeah. and if you're a 4-piece, 5-piece, are the stages good sizes?
Yeah.
Because we usually skip over that town, and it's a shame, too, because it seems like a lot of metalheads in Hamilton.
Yeah, there's definitely a good amount here. Again, I can't suggest Vertigogo more. Good sound, very big stage. Large room for the audience, too. If you're looking for a more intimate venue, Ooey Gooey's has just opened up.
Ooey Gooey's.
Very good sound, yeah. Decent sized stage, smaller room, very good venue as well. Doors has always been here, very small, but very fun.
Are you guys a 4-piece or a 5-piece?
We are a 5-piece.
5-piece. So the same situation like us, if an extra, having two guitar players, you gotta be careful which shows you say yes to, because then, then it's that meme all over again. That's a stage. Yep, that's a stage.
Played quite a few venues where it's very small, and I've been bonked in the head with a guitar.
All right. So, what was the last show you saw, Nick, that you didn't play at?
I just saw Fulci Mutilation Barbecue, and our buddies in Mortuary Slab opened it up.
That's right. That was
Toronto.
That was a really good show.
Oh yeah,
a very good show. Amazing lineup. Mutilation Barbecue guys are awesome.
Yeah, those guys are on our list tonight too.
Are awesome, and Mortuary Slab's dope.
What do we got here?
This is Tristan from Mutilation Barbecue. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio.
Yeah, you're damn right we are.
Tristan's a fucking great dude.
Yeah. What else we got here?
Hey, this is Edo from Fulci. You're listening to Electric Messiah.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun. Oh, wait, no. We have another one here. Let's see.
We got another one?
Yeah, check this out.
This is Nick from Consuming Misery, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
That's right. Remember that, Nick?
Yes, of course.
The most enthusiastic one of the night.
A good night.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, so we're going to play...
Consuming Misery.
Consuming Misery. We're going to play Mutilated Physical Form. Tell us about this one, Nick.
Mutated Physical Form. It's heavily inspired by the movie The Thing by John Carpenter.
Love John Carpenter. Here, wait. Hold on for a second.
What did you think of the new remake?
The 2011 one?
Yeah. It almost seems like it was a prequel, the way it ended.
Yeah, I think it was a prequel. Not as good as the 80s version, but I don't think it's horrible. Mm. I just wish it was practical effects, personally.
Yeah, it didn't click in that it was a prequel until I saw the ending with the dog going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't hate it as much as most people do.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
And and that was John Carpenter, the sequel for the thing?
The 80s version was John Carpenter.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the one that came out, or was it 2011?
2011, I believe.
I went into that one blind.
Wait, what? Sorry, I'm confused. You're telling me there's a sequel to The Thing?
They remade it.
There's... Okay. So The Thing from the 80s is a remake of a 50s movie.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And then they remade that one. Okay. And then the
2011 one's a prequel to the 80s one.
But they didn't advertise it as a prequel. I went into it blind thinking it was just a straight remake. Yeah, but then the way
it
ends...
I think that was the best choice for them.
The way it ended,
advertised it as a prequel, I think it would have fared a little better.
I agree 100%, because then when it ended and I see the dog running away, I was like, wait a minute, this is a prequel.
All right. Well, then let's get into it, Nick. We're going to play... Wait, what was the other song? We're going to play Mortuary Slab right
That's coming up
that.
Next.
Tell us something about Mortuary Slab. You ever heard of Mortuary Slab, Jay?
I have not. They are from Hamilton, though, so...
This is correct.
Right now, they're one of the heaviest bands in the area. Bunch of great guys in that band. I know all of them personally. Never seen a bad show from them. Every time I've seen them, and I've been at their first show up to their most recent show, I've seen them almost every time they've played in Hamilton.
Wow.
And they've always been amazing. Never disappoint. Killer, super heavy band.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey guys.
All right. You know what? We're going to play that first. Nick, great promo, Nick. Hey, Nick, thanks a lot. We're gonna get back to you, all right?
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go. Mortuary Slab from The Slab.
Cheers, brother. We'll be right back.
you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Passionate about issues related to intimate partner violence? Join Women Aware's annual general meeting June 8th, 2025, to learn more about how our survivor-led nonprofit has been working hard this year to address these topics from an intersectional lens. From providing tailored trainings to community-based events, we are eager to share with you the projects our community spearheaded and led this past year. A Zoom link is provided, and to join our AGM, simply sign up via our social media at womenaware.mtl or check out our website, www.womenaware.ca. Women Aware, by survivors, for survivors.
All right. We're back. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. It's 9:45. Got about 15 minutes left before Brave New Jams comes on with Clifton. I can't remember his... I know his name's Clifton, yeah. I can't remember his last...
You can't forget about Nick.
No. But let's comment on Nick. Nick, if you're listening, Nick, that was awesome. You're the best. That was just great. Great interview.
And so we're going to be playing Consuming Misery.
Yeah, we're going to be playing more Consuming Misery. Mortuary Slab, he was correct, brought it from the slab. That was that. Mutated Physical Form was Consuming Misery. Mm-hmm. And what do we got coming up next?
We haven't played Consuming Misery yet.
We did. We played it. It was this one.
Oh, this one. Oh, you played it right after.
Yeah, we played it right after.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. So seamless.
Yeah, it was seamless, yeah. Here, let's play Inhuman Condition. This is a band from Florida. I don't know where in Florida. I think they're from Tampa. But they have a new album coming out called Mind Trap. I saw them at TD. I think they opened for Vader. I can't remember. Maybe 200 Stab Wounds was theirs. Spectral Wound.
They're getting a lot of gigs.
Who?
200 Stab. I see their name at every venue now.
Yeah, they play everywhere.
Whoever's booking their shows, they got connections.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep making that money and paying that rent. They're a good band. I really like them. I've seen them probably three times.
They've been coming to Montreal a lot.
Yeah, they're one of those bands like, Terror that are always here or... Black Braid. Oh, that
for a while, Goat Whore was here like three times a year.
Yeah, that's fine. And then they don't come back for a while, so yeah. You better take advantage of these types of things. Do you know the band Black Braid?
Yes.
Yes, they're a black metal band from, I'm pretty sure they're from upstate New York, like close to here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're coming, I think in October, they're going to play Cafe Campus. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go check that out.
It's a nice venue.
Yeah, Cafe Campus is good. The Petite Cafe Campus is...
I like that place because you can get 60, 70 people in there and film a good show. Yeah. And it looks like there's 200
and
people
And it looks
in
like
there.
There's 200 people because the ceiling is low.
Yeah.
And the stage is... it's perfect. I've done a bunch of shows there and it felt like there were a million people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Oh, man. I love doing a show. I forgot about those shows there. Yeah. Good times. All right, let's play Face for Later by Inhuman Condition. This is the new single, and
enjoy.
Enjoy.
I was the man knows too much. He has loneliness, right? Not because he wants to, no. But because the world, well, it don't take kindly to the ones who see through the curtain, the ones who ask questions no one wants answered. So you try to tell them, yeah? Try to pull them out of the lie they've been living in, but they don't want to hear it. Nah. Call you mad. Conspiracy nut. Like who's lost his way. And so, you do what any sane man does. You shut up. You watch. You let them play their little game. Because what's the point, eh? You ain't in the business of begging people to see the truth.
All right. So that was fun. What was that? We just played Inhuman Condition, Face for Later. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we had the new, brand new Cataclysm. When did that come out?
May 22nd. So that was like 2 days
Thursday?
Ago. The song is called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah. Down the Rabbit Hole. And then, which was the intro to The Rabbit Hole. All about conspiracies. You know any conspiracy nuts out there?
Oh, I'm one of them, bro.
Oh, yeah. man, I wish this show was so much longer. We only have like a minute left. Thanks so much for coming in, Jay.
My pleasure.
Yeah, you want to come back? Please come back whenever you want. Yeah.
All right.
Come back all the time.
If I'm not doing a show, I'll be here.
Absolutely. So we have a minute left. So take out your phones. Take out Shazam. We're going to play... it's unfortunate. No. Stop. We should have played this in full, but we're going to play about a minute of it for you now. This is... you tell them it's the Witchery song, right?
Ooh, yeah. Witchkrieg. This one's for Sean. He loves this song.
Yeah, here we go. All right. We'll see you next week on Electric Messiah Radio. Thanks, Jay.
Cheers, brother.
CJLO 1690.